Welcome to Fanwanking episode 4. My name is Billy Curry. As usual, we have Jim Dandino and Dave Weinbrecht on the phone. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
What's going on, Billy?
Good, good. Not too bad. Glad to have you guys on. What's you know, I know we're ready to go with this, and you know, we're coming upon Comic-Con 2012 in New York. And so what are you guys thinking about that?
Pumped.
Yeah,
super
excited.
It's
always good.
Yeah, really excited. It's going to be the first year that WUA will be there as a whole, and so we're really excited this year. So we're kind of that's going to be kind of our first launch of you know, just getting out there to the rest of the public. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah.
Me too. And this year they have a nice mix of interesting content and stuff that makes me feel less bad about being a nerd.
So did you go last year?
I think I've been every year since it started. I think I might have missed one, okay. But you know, they're really diversifying.
Yeah, I think I either missed the first one or two.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, when it was in February. Oh, God, what an awful time for a convention.
Oh, nope, I was at that one.
And, like, it's in the Javits Center, so it's, like, right on the water where all the wind starts when it blows across Manhattan. It's just, it was miserable.
And it's not anywhere, like, it's walking distance from transportation? It's not anywhere near where one would have to go?
No. And it's also, like, 3 blocks away from any bar or restaurant.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
All that's there is the gigantic McDonald's that's like 2 blocks away.
So there's not much around.
Homeless people.
I haven't been to the Javits Center in a long time, so it's there's nothing really around it, right? It's right on the West Side Highway, right? Sort of?
It's past the West Side Highway.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, they want you to get like $10 coffee in the lobby.
Yeah.
I heard that they're taking over the whole Javits Center this year, or they're taking over more than they've had in the past.
Last year they pretty much had the whole thing.
Oh, they did. Okay.
I think they had a corner like reserved for some weird crap or something. I don't know, but yeah, they had the anime festival going on upstairs.
Yeah, I was up there at one point before it actually like officially opened, and I was like, "What is this?" Somebody goes, "Oh, it's the anime festival." I'm like, "Oh."
It's called Yiffing, okay?
What?
So is that part of New York Comic Con?
Sorry.
Is that part of
Yiffing? Yiffing is when two furries do sex. Two guys in mascot, or two people in mascot costumes. It doesn't matter what they are. All that matters is that they're dressed like cartoon wolves.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So the anime festival is actually run by the same people.
Is it? Okay.
But up until this year, it was sort of a separate thing. This year, it's kind of, they're, I guess, integrating it into the full thing because they decided that there weren't enough people wandering the con floor with Cloud's Buster Sword from Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, there were a bunch of dudes that were dressed up in, like, black suits. I'm like, what is this? And somebody goes, oh, it's from, the you know, blah, blah, blah. And I go, is that anime? They're like, yeah. I go, that's why I don't know what it is.
Gosh, how'd I get up here?
Yeah.
They're also.
Oh, no, it was on the main floor. There were people with, like, Jagunda cardboard swords.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, my goodness.
They're doing a New York costume contest this year, right? Almost like what they do in San Diego. Is that's new, right? Or do they always have that?
They're formalizing it. Everything that they're doing this year, they kind of sort of did in the past, but it was never as organized as other events. Mm-hmm. Because they were still kind of finding their way.
Okay.
This year I think they know very specifically what they want their programming to look like, and they know what they're going to do very well at.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to kind of get more people and just make it bigger, you know, one of the big ones for the year, a destination.
Yeah.
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 Like I barely, my extent of seeing cosplay, like people are like, oh, what are you going dressed up as? I go, me? Like, I'm going in normal clothes I feel comfortable in all day that I'm okay walking around a big convention hall in.
I'm actually going to go as a panda. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and
right at home upstairs.
Yeah, it could fit into this week's download compatible.
Yeah,
where you guys will most likely be talking about pandas.
I wonder why. Yeah,
I don't know. I just saw a commercial for it.
Yeah,
Kung Fu Panda was fighting a barbarian.
So cool, nice. Yeah, we got a good,
like that plug I just threw in.
Yeah, tomorrow. The big launch of World of Warcraft, but that's for a different, whole different show, you know. And we're very excited.
Yeah. I gotta get a new computer so I can play those games.
I was, last year, they tried out, they were showing The Old Republic.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Star Wars thing, which my friend that used to run a shop was like, oh, come on, come play this with me. I'm like, what is it? And they're like, it's like Warcraft. I go, why would I want to play that? And he goes, you get a shirt. I go, done. So for the free t-shirt, I'm sitting there playing it, and I'm yelling into the microphone, why isn't it doing anything? I'm hitting five! Like, I was going nuts. It was easily the worst experience of gaming of any sort. I'm like, am I even doing anything? Like, what's going on?
I just keep clicking and nothing happens. You know what my favorite part about that booth was? That they brought small men's shirts to a comic book convention.
How was the...
I was able to walk out with a medium. I'm like, great.
How is this...
Sweet. This will cover my bicep.
How was the video game presence last year at Comic-Con?
The video game stuff was awesome, but it was also kind of part of the problem. Because they put Capcom and Microsoft right by one entrance. Mm-hmm. And they had Street Fighter X Tekken and Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom on display in the Capcom booth. And they had the Halo remake.
Okay.
They were running multiplayer. They were running 4-on-4 or 8-on-8 Halo multiplayer, which I guess they're doing this year with 4. But it was right by the door, and it was impossible to get past the Capcom booth at any point in time.
And then what made it worse was in the same room was the gigantic Avengers booth.
Yeah, which had absolutely nothing going on it. Like, you could walk up and stand on a cardboard cutout of the helicarrier, but otherwise they had nothing. They had some toy displays in the Marvel booth.
That's weird.
That's where they did all the signings. Like, that was it. And occasionally you saw, like, Axel Alonso running around.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably could have laid it out better.
Yeah.
Also, Artist Alley smelled like a litter box.
I didn't catch that.
Well, my friend had his table, like, where we would all gather at his table, and it was right by the entrance to Artist Alley. It was like the second row in on the left when you walked into Artist Alley. Mm-hmm. And so we would all, like, gather there to meet up with everyone, so we spent a little bit of time there, and everyone was like, wow, it smells like 1,000 cats have peed here, all at the same time. It was wonderful. I really liked the Javits Center.
Oh, yeah.
It's so well maintained.
It was probably, like, that was probably where I spent the majority of my time, because for the whole first half of the weekend, it was like no one had found Artist Alley yet.
Yeah.
So on Thursday and Friday, well, Thursday was great because nobody was there. Mm-hmm. But on Friday, it was great because you could actually go in and talk to people. Then on Saturday and Sunday, it was everybody looking at stuff and nobody buying anything.
Yep. Oh, and Dotcom was over there, too.
Oh, I saw him. I don't know what he does, though.
He's on 30 Rock. He's one of Tracy Morgan's entourage.
I don't watch that.
I got a picture with him. Don't talk about Dotcom like that. He's awesome.
Oh, I'm sure he's great, but I just didn't know what he does.
He took pictures with Jim. That's all that matters.
Fair enough.
And they had the StarCraft regionals in there too, didn't they, or whatever the hell it was?
That was that big like thing that they had on the huge screen.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
it was some kind of like click and shoot strategy, real time strategy game or something.
And somebody was doing play by play.
Yeah, they actually had announcers.
Yeah. I walked by that so many times and didn't even, like, pay it any mind because it was just so not on my radar.
Yeah, you have to be...
The only reason I pay... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
How are you?
No, you have to be into that kind of... I'm not even into that type of gaming so to like that, but it's a huge... People love it, so...
Yeah, my brother went over and did something with the Resident Evil thing at one point.
Yeah.
And I was just like... When do we go into the IGN theater? Because, I want to get a seat in there.
Yeah.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, that's pretty much my agenda for Saturday.
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, Saturday should be fun. That's, you have to get there early, right?
Relatively.
Yeah.
Because they don't... There's no Twilight, and they don't kick you out, so...
Get.
Yeah. Yeah, people who got into the Avengers panel last year had been there since... The Avengers panel was at 5. It was right after the Walking Dead panel.
Yeah.
I thought 4. It was at, like, 8.
I probably ended up going on late, but they had been in the IGN theater since 11. Like,
yeah,
they got there for, like, the crappy Ghost Rider panel.
That was way before that. And that Ghost Rider panel was actually good. I like those guys. Oh, they put out the first still from Wolverine today.
I saw that today. He's got.
Yeah, be surprised if you didn't see what it is. It's Hugh Jackman shirtless, jacked.
You think that's photoshopped or what? You think that's?
I think so. He looks a little too Paul Ryan-y.
Yeah, he's ripped in that thing.
Again with the that was really really deep. I'm sorry guys. I'm really obscure tonight.
Okay.
I feel bad.
So yeah, he looks. What else do we know about that? What else? I know they changed it around a bit. The script
takes place in Japan.
Is that still?
Yeah.
Is that still the truth? Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, and
yeah.
And Dread out now? Dread
is out.
It came out last week.
I heard it.
Like everyone else, I didn't go.
Yeah.
I'd like to.
Yep.
Yeah, me too. And actually, I heard it's like the perfect amount of mindless violence.
Yeah. And that it's like actually works in 3D.
Yeah. Oh. And then Looper's Friday.
Yeah. Which I hear is actually good too.
It
looks good.
Well, it's the same dude who did Source Code, right? And Move?
No, it's the same guy who did Brick.
Oh, yeah.
Which one's Brick? What's that?
Ryan Johnson. It's another Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie.
Okay, I don't know that one. Okay. Yeah, it looks good from what I read about it. The trailer looks good. And, what else is going on? There's,
Yeah, the crazy makeup to make Joseph Gordon-Levitt look like Bruce Willis is actually pretty good.
Yeah, it doesn't look like him for once. At one point, it didn't look like him, so it was kind of weird.
I don't know. I know there's a ton of makeup going into it, but it still looks like he's just squinting a lot.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis looks like he's squinting a lot, though.
I know. He's had his eyes pushed together so many times, though.
Wow.
Oh, they have they're showing Arrow on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. 11 a.m. in the theater, in the IGN theater. IGN theater lineup is pretty weak this year.
That is quick enough to get me out of there and still allow me to go do everything I usually do on Sunday.
Which is shopping.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
How's the shopping there? Is it good? They have a lot of good stuff.
So Sunday, the shopping on Sunday is great because nobody wants to take their crap back to their stores with them. So you'll get like buy three, get five free trades at the end of the day.
That's good. Yep.
Yeah, anyone that buys stuff on Friday is doing it wrong.
Like if you buy it to get it signed on Friday if you didn't have something already, but otherwise, yeah, there's no reason to.
Right. Unless you're buying something with the sole purpose of, hey, I need to go get this signed.
Yeah.
Although usually that's my Artist Alley stuff.
I'm really
excited. Well, I think I'm going to try and get sketches this year, which I've never done.
I got a couple last year.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited that Carrie Fisher's going to be there, you know?
Someone has to be.
and Elmo and Gordon too, which
I did get unreasonably excited for Gordon.
You did?
Yeah, I don't know why.
The Carrie Fisher thing on HBO, it didn't matter who you said there. I'd have been like, oh, somebody's got to be excited for that. Carrie Fisher would be really cool. Isn't Ian McDiarmid going to be there too?
Yeah.
I know Hannah was there last year.
They have a panel. They have a panel dedicated to his work.
As Palpatine or just in general?
I mean, is there a difference?
I know he's an actor. I don't know what else he's done.
I don't think
presumably.
Nobody else knows what he's done either, I don't think.
Like, it's not like I've missed out on a lot cinematically.
Hey, are we gonna go see Ben Folds 5 on Thursday?
I am.
I'm there. I might as well.
8 to 10. Yeah, we gotta do it.
Like, honest to God, you guys, we make fun of this, but did you watch the Fraggle Rock video?
No.
It kind of made me want to go see Ben Folds 5 do the Fraggle Rock song.
I'm gonna add it to my show schedule.
I haven't figured out how to sync that damn thing with my phone yet.
This whole big thing with the plan your New York Comic Con. Looks like it works for all the phones, so.
My thing is, every year, you have the big book? Cool. When's stuff again?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Because,
Well, by the way, signing up for all this crap and then syncing it to the phone app is really just an exercise in futility because you'll be lucky if you have voice service in the Javits Center.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like they wrap it in anti-cell phone aluminum foil, which is what it looks like.
I haven't been there in ages, so I can't remember the last time I went there.
It's a dump. It's just an awful, awful location.
When's the last time
I got all excited when Cuomo announced that he was going to pour billions of dollars of state money into making a convention center out in Queens. Not because it would be closer to me, because where he wanted to build it down by the Rockaways, and that's impossible for anyone ever to get to from anywhere. But because it meant getting away from the damn Javits Center.
Is that the only place that they do big conventions, really? That's the only place they can, right?
It's the only convention center of size out here.
Unless they go
to... Yeah, otherwise you've got to come to,
Jersey, right?
Yeah, Sea Caucus, pretty much Sea Caucus.
And, who does that?
Fangoria used to.
They should just move to Jersey,
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, they could have it in the hotel that they had the Chasing Amy con in.
Yeah, where do they do the porn convention? Don't they do that in Jersey? I think they do.
Vegas?
Well, there's one that's on the East Coast, I think. I thought it was in the Meadowlands or Secaucus.
No, Secaucus wouldn't let them do it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, too good for a porno convention?
Apparently.
I got nothing. No, I can make more fun of it.
Oh, I know where they do, and I'm not saying that because I've never been. They do it in Edison.
That's where they do it. Yes. Okay.
Because that's the other convention center.
The Edison. Yes. Right near the best, one of the best delis ever.
And good luck getting to Edison, by the way.
Yeah.
Isn't there a PATH train or something? No. There it's in. Just kidding.
Yeah, Edison, or they have to go down to, like, Allentown, PA, or AC, or something like that.
AC. Nice.
If I wanted to go to Philly for a con, I'd go to, what, isn't it Wizard World they have there?
Yeah, they do it in Philly.
Yeah. Again, not like not the show that you would expect there to be from like a Wizard World show in Philadelphia.
How is that show?
I went once a few years ago, and it was closer to a Big Apple con.
Ugh.
I know.
Is it bad? Is it bad show overall?
Yeah, it was like their like lead guest star was like Tom Savino, the guy who did the makeup for the Night of the Living Dead movies. Like he was their guest of honor. That you can do better.
Yeah. And I love Savini too, by the way. I met him at Fangoria one once.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude, but
yeah.
He's not a comic book convention headliner.
No.
No, considering he has no bearing on the comic world.
Correct.
However, the Fangoria convention, totally dead on. Great guest.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I miss that. I used to go to that every year. That was a great con.
Where did they do that one?
They used to do it in Sea Caucus. Last year they did it in Javits. And now here's on a size scale. All right? Mm-hmm. Javits is, you know, you know it as the huge convention center that it is.
Yep.
Comic-Con takes up the entire thing. The Fangoria convention took up the entire, where the IGN theater is. Huh. I was like, oh my goodness, this is so small.
Wow.
And they had like Argento and a couple other people there, and no one went. It was like the worst thing ever. I went the day Argento was there. And I saw Kane Hodder and Tom Savini. And Lloyd Kaufman.
Who?
That's the dude who does Troma.
Ah, excellent.
He was at Comic-Con last year, Lloyd Kaufman. They had a huge Troma booth.
They did.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That was pretty cool.
All right, so let's keep moving on here. Let's talk about what's going on this week in comics.
What is going on this week?
Last week of Zero Issues.
Yeah, last week of Zero Issues.
Okay.
Talon this week, and Prey, every other Batman one.
Yeah, Incorporated with Frazier Irving, pretty awesome. Looking forward to that. Quiet Image.
Yeah. The Walking Dead and Revival were last week.
Okay.
More Gambit, which I heard is Cheesecake reversed. It's like the first half of the first issue is Gambit taking a shower.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which I like in concept. I think, you know, I'm all about equality. That's cool that the ladies have something for him.
Yeah.
But it was the opposite of the first issue of Catwoman, wasn't it?
Yeah, the exact opposite. And I think they knew that they were doing that. It's just too bad they had to use Gambit. Because he kind of
sucks.
It's
the accent, I suppose.
Yeah. Oui, petit. God, that cartoon has, like, forever colored Gambit.
Gambit
specifically. Like, the terrible voice. Just ruined the character. And Storm, too, to an extent.
Well, Rogue, too. Rogue had, like, the... this accent, southern accent, couldn't be more stereotypical southern accent.
Yeah, you know what? You know what's actually really,
she sounded
really
like
hurting?
Paula Deen.
You know, what's killing her is the fact that then you had to deal with Anna Paquin trying to do her accent, and now you have a show where the girl who played Rogue in the movie has to do a terrible Southern accent forever. Yeah, not great. Not great at all.
And it's the same accent, too. She's playing Rogue.
Yeah. Yep.
I learned that much from one episode.
I still don't understand the appeal of that show. I understand that everybody's naked all the time.
It's but awful, that show.
It really is.
Like, I just don't get it. Just like that show Girls, I do not get it.
Which one?
Girls.
Girls.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
I'm not really into a show detailing the comic lives of a bunch of privileged white hipster girls in Williamsburg.
Have you guys seen the? Like, go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was just gonna complain about hipsters more. It's fine.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You saved us. You saved everyone involved. It was not gonna be pretty.
I was going to go talk about the Batman, The Dark Knight Returns, Part 1. Have you guys seen it yet?
No.
The cartoon, I saw clips of it, and it looks awful.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about it. Then I watched more clips of it. It doesn't... I thought I was going to be excited for it, but then I was like, it's not doing anything for me. It looks really, like... At times, it looks kind of cheesy, so...
So they already did a great adaptation of it in that episode of the old Batman cartoon.
Yeah.
Where they had three different kids tell three different stories, and the girl who looks like Carrie from Dark Knight Returns tells the Dark Knight Returns story, and they had Michael Ironside do his voice, and he was basically doing the Dark Side voice.
Right.
And it was fantastic. You're not gonna top that as an adaptation.
Why do they do this? Where did this come from? What was the reason that they did this? And it seems like they just picked really random people to do voices.
Peter Weller. I mean, you can't go wrong there.
No.
Yeah, but he's completely disinterested. He's not playing it as the grizzled psychopath that Frank Miller wrote. He's just playing it as a guy who's just doing a thing.
Yeah, that's
But they've been screwing up the voice casting for as long as these movies have been coming out, pretty much. They had Andre Braugher do Darkseid in the Superman, Batman, Supergirl one, which was terrible for entirely different reasons besides the voice acting. But, he was an awful, awful Darkseid.
I liked Year One. Year One was pretty good.
It was okay.
Michael
Emerson. I forget what my problem with it was.
Michael Emerson is the Joker in this one?
He was good. Oh, in this one?
In the Dark Knight one, yeah.
You know which one I surprisingly liked because I hated the comic was Under the Red Hood.
Yep.
Yeah, I heard that one was good.
I think
the action was the best. The animation was great.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my two favorites are still Mask of the Phantasm and Return of the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Return of the Joker is crazy dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anyone could ever find, the uncut version, which I think is just the Blu-ray at this point.
Yeah, I used to have the VHS. Oh, God, dating myself.
I bet I know somebody who has it.
You do?
I bet.
Jim has it. Oh.
No.
No, Jim doesn't have VHS anything anymore.
Okay. But that one is the best.
Yeah.
Because it's just so insane.
It's really nuts.
That's why I would like to see them do a Death in the Family one. That would be cool.
That'd be cool.
You know what? I want to see them get away from Superman and Batman. The best one that they've put out so far was Wonder Woman. The first Wonder Woman one that they put out with Kerry Russell, I think, was Wonder Woman's voice, was fantastic. And I want to see them branch out into different characters. They said at the beginning that they were going to do the Judas Contract, the Teen Titans storyline. And I would love to see that. I would love to see the Great Darkness Saga for the Legion. Like, do some obscure stuff. The they did the Superman Shazam Black Adam one, which ended up being a series of which ended up being like four shorts on the same DVD. The Spectre one, where Gary Cole was Jimmy Corrigan, was freaking awesome. It was like a 70s exploit, like a 70s like funk movie or something.
Where was that one Jonah Hex one? Because that one was good too.
Also, it was also on that one.
Okay.
They've got so many like random properties that they could be using.
Yep.
But they're going to the well because that's what people buy.
You can make money.
Yeah, because the other ones aren't. Yeah, nobody's buying that stuff. I don't know. I also they had like a run of like four straight direct to DVD like adaptations where they just completely missed the point of Batman, where he just kept trying to kill people, and that really irritated me.
Yeah. Well, I wanted that Doom one to be really good.
That was Crime Syndicate.
Justice League Doom.
Okay, I see that one.
The Tower of Babylon one?
Yep.
Yes.
It's always on Netflix. I see it on Netflix all the time.
That wasn't terrible, was it?
I just think it could have, like, it could have been better. Because that's such a great story.
Yeah. I don't see why they don't just adapt all of Morrison's Justice League. Speaking of that era of comic. Like, if they did World War III, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
They'll adapt Final Crisis.
you gotta lay off Final Crisis, man. It's bullshit.
They should do just regular Crisis. Like the first one, Crisis on Infinite Earths. That would be a good one to do.
That would be like, yeah, they should release it in like four parts too.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Alright.
Marvel do like a Secret Wars one again.
Marvel needs, I kind of want to go to the Marvel TV panel because I want to find out what the hell's going on with the cartoons. Like, I understand that I'm not the target audience for that Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon, but I'm still upset that it's not good. And I would love to see how they're planning on folding in Avengers to it.
Yeah, because Clark Gregg is Coulson in it.
Yeah. Yeah, and they got like Nova and Iron Fist and Cage. Like, that's awesome. That's really fantastic. But it's not.
It's also going to be interesting to see if Marvel Studios shows up and does anything.
Do they sometimes miss it? Do they not show up?
It's not that they don't show up. Last year, the Avengers one, I think, was announced officially the week before.
So if they don't have anything going on that year, they might not.
Well, they got plenty going on for the next four.
Oh yeah,
right.
It's just a question of what they decide, or if they decide to do anything. Like, I know last year it was, I think it was the week before they announced it.
I don't think they're gonna let it pass without doing something.
Yeah, because they're talking about an Iron Man trailer in like mid-October.
That's the perfect
time to debut it.
Yeah. Because the place went absolutely ballistic for a trailer that we saw already.
Yeah.
Yep.
Place went nuts for the Total Recall trailer, though, so. And I looked at it and went,
What's the vibe of New York Comic Con coming right off pretty much the coattails of San Diego? So is it like the same like hype? I mean, there's a lot of hype obviously because it's New York, but is it the same? How do the exhibitors Are they like?
Last year was the biggest year so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like
you had people actually show up, and you had like real panels besides the Walking Dead one. And the Walking Dead one's huge there because it's usually right before the season starts. This year, it's right after.
Okay.
And I feel like San Diego is way more movie focused, whereas like New York is more everything else. The movies definitely have a presence, but like because so much of the TV industry is here, as opposed to like the movie industry being in California, I think you get a lot more TV stuff out here, and you get a lot more video game stuff out here too.
Right.
And then you get the straight books because they're here.
Yeah. Like, so, so many creators live in the city.
Yeah.
I bet.
So this one's really kind of more Comic-Con than anything else.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool.
Because you have, yeah, you have, like, DC and Marvel that are right there.
Yep.
Nice.
I'm starting to get really excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Can't wait. Can't wait to get this on. All right, good. Well, all right, guys. I think we're kind of coming to the end, and but yeah, so it was good. We'll definitely touch base next week. We're a little bit closer to Comic-Con and kind of go over some more stuff in detail. And I'm gonna start getting some stuff down on what we're gonna start really focusing on.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll learn more panel-wise next week too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. Anything, any last comments you guys want to talk about? Anything you want to touch on? Nothing? All right. Cool.
Read Revival if you can find it. Tim Seeley's awesome.
I will. I'm going to go pick it up.
Nice. And all right. Awesome, guys. It was good having you guys back on again, as usual.
Yeah.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll,
as always.
Yeah. We'll touch base next week. Have a good week, and just let everybody know, check out our website, wuwa.com, our Facebook, /wuwa, Twitter, wuwa, D-O-T-C-O-M. You can also check out our other podcasts via iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And thank you for checking out Fan Wanking. This is episode 4. We're out. Thanks a lot, guys.
No problem.
Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, anytime. Bye-bye.
Later.
You might put your love and trust on the line. It's risky. People love to tear that down. Let them try. Do it anyway. Risk it anyway. And if you're paralyzed by a voice in your head, it's the standing still that should be scaring you instead. Go on and do it anyway. Do it anyway. There'll be times you might leave before you look. There'll be times you'll like the cover, and that's precisely why you'll love the book. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Tell me what I said I'd never do. Tell me what I said I'd never say. Read me off a list of the things that I used to not like, but now I think are okay.